spy on people for the stated purpose of combating terrorism. But as Edward Snowden pointed out, by whistleblowing on the NSA, the Obama administration was going way beyond just spying on terrorists and spying on American citizens, innocent American citizens. We have, like I spoke about last week, the TikTok ban, for the stated goal of combating Chinese interests, but giving the executive the ability to ban any, stated foreign adversary that has social media presence. And that's open ended. And that's the same issue with this, stated convenience of being able to be completely digital and not deal with the hassle of physical currency, the outdated, paper exchange that we have going on. You have to be very careful with the Faustian bargain of safety for freedom, or freedom for safety, or freedom for convenience. I forget exactly where this is. I believe it was something that was said in Tocqueville's Democracy in America, where the issue of slowly delegating to government the responsibilities that we as individuals take on by virtue of being free people, taking care of our own expenses, trying to provide for ourselves, things that we at the outset were doing for ourselves but slowly delegated to government, save my retirement fund for me, government, take care of education for me, government, do these things for me so I don't have to worry about them. I want the convenience of ignorant bliss, of being able to kind of just float around and let you take care of it. And it was almost kind of likened to, it's the nanny state. Let government be our shepherd as we're guided as blissfully ignorant sheep. That's the inevitable outcome as we slowly delegate our freedoms away to government for convenience and safety. And that's the issue that is inherent to a lot of what our conception of the role of government has become. And that is inherent to the issue of dealing with central bank digital currency and monetary and fiscal freedom. It's a cautionary tale of, just how much are you willing to give up until you realize that it's very hard to give things away. No, it's very, very easy to give things away. Apologies. It's very hard to get things back once you've given them away. It's very hard to gain back your monetary and fiscal freedom once you've given it away to government. It's very hard to get your privacy back once you've given it to government. So, on this somber and kind of doomy note over here, I mean, you tuned into a show called The Angry Young Man, who's kind of ranting and raving. You'd expect a little bit of a kind of Debbie Downer attitude to it in a lot of ways, but I have hope. I definitely think that a lot of people post Snowden kind of woke up to a lot of this issue and have kind of lost it in the past 10 years, but I don't believe it's ever too late to turn back, to kind of acknowledge that there's a necessity to reclaim a lot of what we've delegated to government mistakenly. There's a lot of responsibility tied up in freedom. Freedom is power. And in the wise words of Uncle Ben in Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. We have the absolute distinct opportunity and the privilege of being able to be free in this country. Something that in most countries, not even half of what we guarantee is guaranteed. But we need to be ready to stand up and hold that. Hold on to it, cling on to it, because as so many other people in other parts of the world know, freedom is a very precious thing. and we shouldn't be so quick to give it up for the sake of convenience. On that note, I wish you all a very happy rest of your day, a very wonderful rest of your day. Take care, God bless, and stay free. Because you could do that here, and it really is a beautiful thing. Ciao.
You are entering another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
replace your charms. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh, no. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You just heard Get Out Now by Tommy James and the Shondells. Before that, Love, My Little Red Book, Shylock, and Intro, Pound of Flesh was by Buffalo from their album Volcanic Rock. Into the Void by Black Sabbath before that, Free Will Burning from Judas Priest, and Rats in the Cellar by Aerosmith after the Richard Strauss, which you'll note was exactly the same way I started last show. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at atticrecordstoreinc.com or by calling 412-821-8484. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded, so let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So, talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Okay, time for more music on the show. We're going to do some funk stuff next, and then 1 o'clock, a little bit after 1 o'clock, is the radio and music calendars here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Sean Watson, you're listening to A Minute Pause.
Wow. song. His heart in every line. Marvin, sang of joy and pain. He opened up our minds. And I still can hear him say, talk to me, so you can see what's going on. Say you will sing your songs forevermore. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift. I bet you're singing. I bet you pull a crowd.
has got you going crazy. It's time to get out, step out into the street, where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away, underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts.
The WRCT radio calendar. Here's what's going on around town. It is indeed time for the radio and music calendars here on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT and the radio calendar supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. Radio Calendar just has an ongoing event now. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band, an organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, 400 Cedar Avenue in the north side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. For each Wednesday event, call 412-321-1834 for reservations. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 200 million weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and thriving economy, you're an urban forest advocate. Message from Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT and the Music Calendar, supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers Pizza is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. Visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. It's time for the music calendar here on WRCT Pittsburgh, today being Tuesday, September 17th in the year 2024, 7 p.m. at Arachnotopia, Ask a Punk, is Fried Reality, Cicada, Living World, and God Plutonium. Also tonight at 8 p.m., Thunderbird, Bob Mould, Solo Electric Show with Jay Robbins, solo. Wednesday, September 18th, that's tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at the Rock Room, Power Plant, Public Acid, Invertebrates, and D. Rodriguez. Thursday, September 19th, 8 p.m. at Spirit Lodge, GT, RMFC, X-Pilots, and Snarling Dogs. Friday, September 20th, 8 p.m. at the Rock Room, Urban Waste, Speed Plans, and Complete Effer. Thursday, September 26th, 6 p.m. at Kativo, The Chisel, Peace Talks, Illiterates, Complete Effort, and Last Protocol. Friday, October 4th, 2024, 7 p.m. at the Government Center, DJ Mary Mac, Larval State, Ill-Fitting Party, that's a Kinder Being Cafe opening party. Tuesday, October 8th, 7 p.m. at the Rock Room, Corrupt Faith, Homemade Speed, Speed Plans, and EKGs. Wednesday, October 9th, 8 p.m. at the Club Cafe, Ghost Funk Orchestra with Century 3. And 8 p.m. also on Wednesday, October 9th, at the Rock Room, Flash from Spain, D. Rodriguez, and Big Baby. October 11th, on Friday, October 11th, 8 p.m., Rock Room, Planet on a Chain, Torsion, and Complete Effort. Monday, October 14th, 8 p.m. at the Science Workshop, a.k.a. the Rocks Lab, Chartiers Avenue in